Yeah. Let me just start it on my other machine. And you are good, Lana.
I call this meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education for May 4th, 2020 to order. The time is 7:31 p.m. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on January 8th, 2020. It was sent to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and the Express Times, as well as posting on the district website. We're going to do a roll call vote or attendance. Ms. Brennan, present. Dr. Brasher?
Here.
Ms. Brooks?
Here.
Ms. Emery?
Present.
Ms. Grant?
Here.
Dr. Grantham?
Here.
Mr. Hornick?
Here.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Here.
Dr. Iamaki?
Here.
All are present. Okay. Ms. Grant, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, nation, God,
indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you. Dr. Iamaki, could you please be process guardian?
Sure.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to appoint Joanne Hinkle as board secretary for this evening. May I get a second?
Second.
One of the two of you, who was that?
Kate.
Either Catherine.
Okay, so Kate Emery, I have you as a second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention. Thank you everyone for joining us this evening for our May working meeting. For anyone who has not joined us before, all members of the public will be muted until the public comment sections. Instructions for making comments will be given then. This week of May is a busy time. I have a couple of proclamations for our staff. Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby announces the following proclamation for School Principals Day. Whereas May 1st, 2020 is being recognized as School Principals Day, and whereas throughout the school year, these educators assume the commitment to lead our young people to a prosperous future, and whereas they support and guide quality teachers and staff, resulting in productive learning environments for our children, and whereas principals guide the academic success and set the tone for an entire school, in most settings they are a visible leader, one the students and teachers see daily, and whereas teachers rely on principals to ensure the schools provide the necessary equipment and resources, they also rely on principals to counsel and discipline students when needed. Whereas a principal represents the school at community events and meets with the superintendent and community members. Now therefore, be it announced that the superintendent and the Board of Education of the Clinton Township School District proclaim May 1st, 2020 as School Principals Day. Thank you to our hardworking principals. Next, be it announced that the Board of Education hereby approves the following proclamation for Staff Appreciation Week. Whereas the week of May 4th, 2020 is being recognized as Staff Appreciation Week, and whereas the Superintendent and the Board of Education of Clinton Township are committed to the excellence in education and preparation of all our students with the knowledge, skills, and ethics required for responsible citizenship and members of society, and whereas the superintendent and the Board of Education recognize this goal can only be achieved when all employees acknowledge and accept this mission as their own, and whereas the superintendent and the Board of Education wish to thank all of the employees of the Clinton Township School District for their individual collective commitment to the realization of the shared vision for education for our students, And whereas the superintendent and the Board of Education wish to acknowledge each employee for their personal contribution in maintaining a public education system that is a source of local pride, and whereas the superintendent and the Board of Education wish to extend our gratitude to each employee for their ingenuity, determination, and dedication to the students and families of the district during this unprecedented time of remote instruction, and whereas the staff of Clinton Township School District has excelled at conquering the many challenges of remote instruction and continue to provide a superior social and emotional learning experience for all, now therefore it be announced that the superintendent and the Board of Education proclaim the week of May 4th, 2020 as Staff Appreciation Week for all of our school district employees. Thank you, everyone. Last but certainly not least, be it announced that the Board of Education hereby approves the following proclamation for School Nurse Day. Whereas May 6, 2020 is being recognized as School Nurses Day. Whereas more than 3.1 million professional nurses in the U.S. comprise our nation's largest healthcare profession. And whereas the depth and breadth of the nursing profession meets the diverse and emerging healthcare needs of the American population in a wide range of settings. And whereas the nursing profession is poised to take a leadership role in all settings to meet the demands of our changing healthcare system and a new renewed emphasis on primary and preventative healthcare will require the better utilization of all our nation's nursing resources. And whereas professional nursing has been demonstrated to be an indispensable component in the safety and quality of care delivery, and whereas the demand for the cost-effective, safe, and quality healthcare services provided by professional nurses will be greater than ever because of the changing demographics of the U.S. population and the increased access to healthcare services. And whereas school nurses focus on prevention and well-being for students and families through education regarding healthy lifestyle choices and management of chronic diseases. And whereas quality school health services demand school nursing skills and practices based on strong scientific evidence and ongoing education for the health and safety of our students. And whereas the ongoing efforts of our nurses as they support the students of New Jersey should be recognized. Now, therefore, be it announced that the Superintendent and Board of Education proclaim May 6, 2020 School Nurse Day. Okay. That's all I have. So we can move on to the Superintendent's Report. Dr. Cohn?
Thank you. I have, if we could pause for a minute, our board attorney is having difficulty with the technology and getting in. I'm going to ask that that Brian tries to get him in there.
I am working on it.
Okay. And I was having some difficulty, so we just wanted to make sure the first portion of the meeting was done correctly for Joanne to be in.
Yes, we did the motion, Michelle.
Was it voted on?
Yeah, we did an all aye.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, thank you. So Brian, you're getting him in.
Yeah, I sent him the appropriate password. I have not heard back yet.
If you want to email it to me, I can forward it to him as well.
I will email you the full link for the meeting. And let's see if that works for him, if he can't get in otherwise.
Okay, thank you.
Michelle, I sent you the full link for the meeting.
Okay, thank you. Sending that to him now. Apologize for the delay. I'm having a little technical glitches here. And it is not working.
Even the full link?
Yes.
I will look into that.
Can I have him join via my computer?
If you want to call him,
yes,
you're more than welcome to do that and just hold the phone up to the your computer. That is absolutely fine while I work on this.
Okay, let me do that.
I also tried to invite him via email from my end, Michelle. Maybe while we're doing that, I could just remind everyone to check their email. I sent them an updated invitation for the executive session. It has my last name in the invitation, Hinkle.
I now have Mr. Gagliardi via my phone. He can now hear the meeting. I'm holding it up to my screen.
Okay, yeah, I'll still try to get on, but this way, if someone has a question, I can address it. Given what's going on tonight.
Okay. Can you, everyone hear?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Okay, we're on to the superintendent report.
Yes.
The monthly report, our enrollment is 1,223, which is an increase of 2 students. I'd like to give an update on the closure. As per Governor Murphy's announcement at noon today, due to the continued concerns with safety related to COVID-19, the closure and remote instruction will remain in effect for the rest of the 2019-2020 school year. The district will be updating our closure preparedness plan. We are waiting for further guidance on the summer extended school year program and are planning for all options to provide services. I would like to also extend my gratitude to the staff during the staff appreciation. Our entire staff, teachers, TAs, office staff, nurses, the list goes on, and administration, I'd like to thank you for your excellent work and tremendous efforts, especially during this time of remote instruction. Supporting our students, on March 17th, the district set a course for remote instruction. With the uncertainty of how long this would be, as well as a stay-at-home order, we set a course that was uncharted and a little scary. But the resilient can-do attitude prevailed, and as we stepped up for the challenges that lie ahead, here we are now in week 6. Our teachers have been providing instruction through remote methods as well as live instruction. Teaching assistants have recorded read-alouds for our students. Services continue for all students in a variety of formats. Our technology and curriculum department has been working hard to provide guidance and to keep us all connected. Our district website was upgraded to include a separate site for health-related closure and remote instruction information. Resources for families are also included for parents and children. Regarding our calendar, An adjustment to the end of the year school calendar will be made due to the unused snow days. On the 2019-2020 calendar, the tentative last day of school was June 19th. With three unused snow days credited, the last day of school will be June 16th. Graduation will also be June 16th. Details will be announced once the governor has provided guidance. At this time, options for traditional as well as alternative virtual graduation are being planned. No decision will be made without the permission of the governor and the Department of Health. Planning for awards nights for the eighth grade students has also begun, and similarly, options are being planned. This event is by invitation, as is tradition, which will come directly from CTMS. And that's my report for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, we are going to, this time we've reached the first public comment section. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, please click the participant button at the bottom of your screen. On the bottom right-hand side, there should be an option to raise hand. We will recognize you and unmute your microphone. If you could then please state your name and address. Also, if there are any phone numbers, we will go through, announce the number, and open the line if they have a comment, since they do not have the option. Each person will have up to 3 minutes. We will attempt to answer all questions once the speaker is finished. This comment section will be limited to 30 minutes. Do we see any hands raised?
I see no hands, but I see one phone number.
Yes, if we could open them, that would be great. Thank you.
The phone number ending in 4603, you are now unmuted.
No comment, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, then I am going to close the floor to public comment section. And we are going to go, the business administrator, board secretary, would you like to just announce that information?
Yes, I can do that for you, Lana. The March 9th, 2020 was a work session meeting, and March 30th, 2020 was a special meeting. But our next meeting dates will be next Monday, May 11th, as a regular meeting. And the June meetings are June 1st of 2020 as a work session and June 15th of 2020 as a regular meeting. There is one item there that is just an acknowledgement of policy. It refers to the acceptable use policy, which is part of the Child's Internet Protection Act and the Neighborhood Children's Internet Protection Act. And those are actually requirements for us to receive E-rate funding. So this is a standard recognition that policy exists that would allow us to qualify for E-rate.
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course.
We will move on to facilities and finance. There are 15 items to look at. Does anyone have additional questions to go over for facilities and finance?
I have some questions, but if there's somebody else who wants to go first, please go ahead.
I have a question. On the most recent agenda we were given, we now are, I'm just confused because there were so many versions. I just want to make sure I understand. So prior to this, we were sharing bus services or contracting out bus services with HCESC, and we are no longer doing that. We are now doing that with Del Valle. Is that correct?
Okay, I can address that. There should be, I apologize if that was left off. So the motion was for ESC. We are actually doing with both, so this motion should have included both.
So it's both of them.
Yes, it is both.
And how are we dividing, like what's the relationship between the two of them? What are we getting from each of them?
So it's an interesting thing. So this motion is for agreement to participate in the service. And so what happens at this point is once we say, yes, we're a go, we're going to participate, it then has to go back to the transportation services. They work out routes and they figure out, and then they tell us you're going to get, say, 3 routes from this company and 4 routes from that company or whatever the numbers might be. So this initial motion is just to say, yes, we are interested in participating with your shared service. I don't know if that answers the question fully.
It does, actually, thank you. And my other question is, again, I apologize if it's not in the most recent, but in one of the versions, it said something about students might, they might share the actual bus route. So our kids would be on the bus with students from another district. Am I interpreting that correctly?
They would not be. Their route might be, it's not with another district at all. So I'm not sure what that wording was. This is the most recent version of the agenda. I apologize, the office staff and I put it together. Our BA was out sick. So I apologize for anything that's confusing. No, the students would not actually, would not mix students with another district.
Okay.
So I can clarify all those things for you. And I have Mr. Gagliardi, whose call I lost. I'm getting him back in with us.
Okay, thank you for the clarification. I appreciate it.
I have a question then, because there's a dollar amount set to this, but if it's just agreeing that we're going to use them, how are we determining that dollar amount if we don't know what it is yet?
So this dollar amount determines the participation with the, you know, you're agreeing to use the service, here's the fee for the service. And once we get into routes, then it's another figure that we're going to be looking at. So it's a multi-step process. And right now they're looking for the promise to participate. And then they begin the next portion of, you know, creating our transportation routes and whatnot.
So this is just like a buy-in price then?
Correct. Yeah, it's like a participation fee.
I had an additional question. And again, it's more clarification because I'm not sure if I understand the wording. It says a 10% discount on transportation costs for the current year. So does that mean that we have already paid for the year and we're getting 10% back?
You know, that's a probably very specific BA question, which is a very good question. So I'm going to put that, if I could put that aside and allow our BA to answer it when she's back with us.
Okay. Because I'm just, you know, I mean, it was like 3 months out of the year that we didn't use buses at all. So I don't know why we would pay 90% of the fee for something we didn't use at all. So I was just wanting clarification on that. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I have questions on, to start with, is FFB. And Dr. Cohen, you may not know this because it's a pretty specific BA question, but these tax-sheltered annuities, are these new or ones that we use all the time? So if you could find that out for me, that would be helpful.
Okay, I will do so. Thank you.
And then for the effective school solution, I'm curious, after reading the contract, do they have the capacity to add counselors if our students need more emotional support when they do return to school after this experience with the pandemic? And have we talked at all about what that might cost? And is there room for that in the budget?
So there would be additional cost to add counselors. There are figures, the contract specifies the number of counselors that they provide.
Right.
And so that would be something we would have to explore with them. You know, in our reopening planning that has actually just begun over the last 2 weeks, we actually have been discussing how that's going to look for students and staff. And there are some very specific
methods to bringing people back, you know, regarding how that might impact them emotionally. So we are working with professionals on that. We can look at ESS as well. ESS tends to provide services to one specific population in regard to special services. However, they do have many, many services. So we'll look into that and see what that would cost us.
Thank you. And has legal looked at this contract at all by any chance?
I'm not aware. That would be, I would ask the VA.
Okay. It's a pretty lengthy one. It's got a lot of jargon in it, and it towards the end of it, I think, talks a little bit about specific statutes and references statutes. So I'm wondering if it's probably not a bad idea for legal to take a look at this before we vote on it.
Maria, real quick, I just want to confirm you're asking about the effective school solution still?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Trying to get our attorney back in. Sorry, that's the dialing you hear. I can clarify one of the questions. I think, Ms. Kaltenbach, what you had asked about students being placed with another student on the buses, that would actually occur if one of our students was going out of district for a placement for special ed. Sometimes in those instances, we do share a bus with another district, and then that helps us with costs as well. So that would answer that question.
Great, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I have a question regarding another facilities and finance agenda item here. It's FFN, which is the approval of a contract for New Jersey School Boards Association in the amount of $7,000. So my first question is, did legal look at this particular contract and give us approval that there's nothing in it that could be sticky?
I'm not aware if they looked at it. That would be the VA would be able to tell us that.
Can we find out, put that on a list and see if that's the case? If we could find out, that would be
sure.
As the committee puts this particular agenda item forward, was there any other companies that were interviewed or researched before selecting school boards?
I'm not aware. I would refer that also to the BA. I can get that answer for you.
Well, I mean, I can ask committee members, correct?
Sure.
No, we did not.
So we're just picking one company then without interviewing others?
That's right.
On the back of this contract, it references that Daniel Sinclair is the president. If my recollection is correct, I do not believe that individual is president any longer. And so that needs to be updated if this is to continue, I think. And then I'm not sure if Mr. Feinside is still the executive director of NJSBA. There was talk of him retiring. And there was something on the website about another individual taking over, which I don't know if they did take over or not. So if we could look at that before it gets on the next agenda, that would be great. I have another set of questions. When I look at this particular contract, is there anything in here that provides reimbursement for the district if the superintendent that the district selects leaves before the first 18 months and that the district gets their money back?
I am not aware of one. However, I don't recall our previous one having that either.
They did. We didn't, in the superintendent search before, we didn't use a firm, but the one before that we did, and there was a clause in that contract where we would be reimbursed had the superintendent left before 12 months. So I was just wondering if this particular one did or did not.
Is it before 12 months or 18 months?
I think it's 12 months.
Okay.
So if we could check that out, that's good, because that's a good safety. That other firms provide. That appears that one doesn't. And then on page 14 of this contract, it says in letter A, it says that the associate would meet with the full board to establish parameters of the search. And I'd like to know if what the plan is and if the full board will be involved in setting parameters for the foundation of what's required in a new superintendent.
I believe that a full board, you know, it says that I would assume Gwen, who is our, who would be the one who would be running the search.
Please leave your message for.
I apologize.
I apologize. That very well may have been me. I have Vito on the phone here.
Thank you.
I believe that the process would be the full board would be incorporated with, you know, what are they looking for? What are we looking for? You know, parameters. I think that is a reasonable and would be, I don't believe that would not happen.
Okay. And then they reference two reports. Will the board be able to see both reports as the process continues?
I don't see why not.
And then they also referenced that they would put the job advertisement on other websites into colleges. And are you aware of other, what the other websites would be and the colleges would be?
I do not.
And is there a particular reason why we didn't go out and look for other firms to compare and contrast to conduct this search?
I can't speak for the committee.
Are you on the committee? I mean,
I am on it, but I am not the chair. I mean, I'm happy to let Dr. Brasher speak for myself.
No, we're not required to compare, and we spoke at length with our field rep, Gwen Thornton, about the services that they offered. I did check with someone who had worked with them before and got a good review, and she was very experienced in doing this. It seemed like a reasonable path to go with. We have the advantage that she knows our district very well. She's able to jump right in and work with us. So it seemed like a reasonable service to go with.
Thank you.
And also we had received advisement of outside groups costing nearly double, if not more, to perform this search.
Well, the outside groups we've worked with before are in that ballpark range, plus or minus $2,000 or $3,000. So I'm not sure where we got the whole thing about double, but okay. Thank you.
Any additional questions for facilities and finance? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move on to personnel. There are four items, including a job description. Questions on that? No additional questions? Okay, there is nothing on policy. There's nothing in curriculum. I don't believe there is an update for the CTAA. I don't believe there is an update for the ad hoc committee for superintendent search. Please correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Brasher.
That's right.
Nope, no additional.
Great.
Okay, is there any old business of the board? Any new business of the board?
I have some, thank you. So the last meeting I had asked about a question specifically to 20BA, I think it was 35. The treasurer's report, there was a word interim used, and I was just curious if we had any answers as to what that specific word interim denoted at that time.
I do not have that answer. I will reach out to the BA.
And when will we be getting March 9th minutes so we can review them?
I will check that with the BA as well.
And then also while you're checking with the BA on the bills list, I had also inquired about A15126 dated 4/27. It was consultative services for $2,463. And I was wondering when or who that was.
Okay.
So if we could get that as well.
Okay. I have that all down.
And then I'm curious, Mr. Gagliardi, are you on the line, sir?
I am.
I was just wondering if you could just help provide some clarity of what constitutes confidential. So what a board can share amongst one another, and what are the different things that we can share publicly. If you can, you know, and then maybe include executive session if there's any distinctions between that.
I'll answer the question broadly because it's a broad question and that may not be helpful. So feel free to give me some clarifying facts. But board members generally come into confidential information that relate to personnel and student, both disciplinary and classifications as it relates to various disabling conditions. And so to the extent board members come into possession of information as it relates to personnel or students, that information is confidential, cannot be revealed by board members, just as administrators couldn't reveal that outside the district. Then there are things that the board members don't come into possession of so much as they create. So attorney-client communications to board meeting the client. Individual board members cannot breach the attorney-client privilege, which belongs to the board. The board creates confidential material when it engages in collective bargaining, so that if the board were to reveal certain information as it related to collective bargaining, that it helps to create by exchanging positions with the union, revealing that would be not only potentially unethical, but also could lead to an unfair labor practice. So those are four broad categories that immediately come to mind. I don't know if that answers the question, but feel free to follow up if I've not been helpful.
All right, thank you very much. So I don't remember exactly when, but I had asked Ms. Brennan for, you know, she's meeting weekly with a superintendent, and we talked a little bit about, you know, if there are things being discussed in the meeting, can they be shared with the board, right? And if, you know, how is there an agenda coming out of it, and what are the topics, and can it be shared with the board? And so I received a document from her that had confidential update put on the top of it. And it didn't seem like the particular topics were confidential and could be discussed publicly. So, you know, I just wanted to know if you just slap the word confidential on something, does that make it confidential or is it really just content driven?
Yeah, it's hard for me to say without seeing it, you know, the memo, how much of it would be precluded from public discussion or not. Obviously, there are discussions that a board can have in executive session that if there's a will be revealed publicly. So if you were, I'll use an obvious example familiar to this group, if you were going to be discussing the potential personnel implications associated with closing the school, initially those would be discussed in executive session, but eventually they'd have to be discussed publicly. So they're confidential for a time because your ethics rules require that, and then they become public. So some things are confidential temporarily. Some things will always be confidential, like if you came into possession of information involving a student health condition or student disciplinary matter. But without what's in the memo, I can't say whether it's always confidential, never confidential, or temporarily confidential, depending on what the memo says.
Sure, and I appreciate that. So, Ms. Brennan, I'm going to ask if you would send to Mr. Gagliardi the memo you sent to the board of confidential things that you had marked as confidential that you spoke with the superintendent about, to see if they do fall in that category. Because if they don't, I think it's worth a full board knowing a little bit more of this information. I think there's only maybe one thing on this sheet of paper that might fall under that category of confidential. But otherwise, I think the board deserves a right to hear what was discussed and then talk about it at some level or get some sort of a report from you. I mean, it was indicated originally when I asked this question that we were just talking about agenda items. But after getting the list from you, it doesn't seem like it's agenda items. So if you could have Mr. Gagliardi look at that and then get back to us with some more detailed information on these things for the board to be fully informed, I'd appreciate that.
Okay, well, first off, I would like to correct the record in that I am meeting with the superintendent on a weekly basis. We meet as needed, and that is why you have one update. I have one I need to send out from the previous week, and that is there. I seem to recall a previous board president who made it clear to me that it is almost impossible to share the information every single time you speak with the superintendent. And I understood that. Because if I was to call every board member or write something down, it would be everything. I do have some things in my life, like my children and other things that I have to take care of that take priority. And I thought that giving the information out of topics that were talked about, and if you reached out to me and said, hey, I have a question about this, I saw it was one of the topics, I would have no problem. But to call and reach out to 8 other people to give them a full and complete update every time I speak to the superintendent is impossible.
Right. So some of the topics, all I'm saying is that, you know, they seem to be more not confidential, as the document indicated, and, you know, they were pretty pertinent, some of them. So at some point, they should be discussed pretty quickly after your discussion with the full board. I mean, we are operating under the board of the whole and not board of the committee. So, you know, a lot of these things may be discussed in a committee setting, but because of a board of a whole, it appears that some of these things could be discussed that just aren't. So
I will forward it to Vito and we can move forward.
Great. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Any other new business of the board? Okay. At this time, we've reached the second public comment section. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, click the participant button at the bottom of your screen. On the bottom right-hand side, there should be an option to raise hands. We will recognize you and unmute your microphone. If you could then please state your name and address. Each person will have up to 3 minutes. We will attempt to answer all questions once the speaker has finished. If there are any phone numbers showing at the time of public comment, we will unmute them to allow them the option to comment since they are unable to use the other feature. This comment section will be limited to 20 minutes. Okay, we have some comments or public comments.
Lana, would you like to do the phone number first?
Sure.
Phone number ending in 4603, you are unmuted.
No comment, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, so then we can go straight to Penny Perez McFadden.
She is unmuted.
Hi, yes, thank you. The first thing I'd like to say
name and address.
Oh, I'm sorry, you said my name. I'll say it again, sorry. Penny Perez McFadden, speech language specialist at the Round Valley School. And the first thing I'd like to say is just like a public acknowledgement of the great little video that was put out to the schools with the students' faces and holding up signs for Teacher Appreciation Week. It was great to see all the kids. I really miss seeing the kids. So, you know, at least seeing their faces, that was very comforting. Second, some of the discussion tonight was confusing. I mean, is it not true that the current board leadership has made board business more transparent? Isn't that the reason why there are now two public board meetings per month and not just one? I just have to say that as a stakeholder and an employee, I feel that I am more informed now, this since January, about our district than I have been in the past, and I'd just like to say thank you for that. So I guess it's staff appreciation all around. That's all I had to say. Thank you.
Thank you, and we're going to move on to Ms. Sonia Dominakis.
Hi, Sonia Dominakis, Haytown Road. I'd just like to piggyback off what Penny said a moment ago. Being able to sit in on the meetings, I know sometimes it's hard to show up in person, but having them available on the computer has been tremendous. Sorry if it's loud in the background. So I do feel like a lot of the same questions I've had have been brought up at these meetings, which leads to great discussion. So I'm very happy about that. There's two more things I wanted to mention. One, I too, as a teacher, was very grateful and thankful to the students, especially the middle school. I mean, like middle schoolers would wanna like put time together to share something for the teachers, and they did, and it was amazing. So thank you for the PTA for organizing that for all the different buildings. And then lastly, my two kids in sixth and third grade have a tremendous teaching team. I have been praising CTSD's teachers for years and years and years, and here we are at the time of year again where I get to praise them for a fantastic job in the time that we've been at home. It's been some adjustments, and I know that things have changed a little bit between now and the time we first started our distance learning, but the work that they put in is obvious, the care that they put in, the messages that they send to my kids to make sure that they're okay and understanding everything and answering any questions that they might have. So for all the teachers in all of the buildings in our district, thank you very, very much from the bottom of our hearts. Thanks.
Thank you. I also see one person who hit the green button. Do we, Jason Kiefer, do we want to see if he has a question?
Ms. Kiefer, you are unmuted.
No comment. Sorry if I accidentally hit that when I was looking at the participant list. So no comment.
Thank you. Just wanted to make sure. Okay, I do not see any additional hands. So we are going to close the floor to the second public comment section. I am looking for a motion to, thank you everyone for joining us this evening. Ms. Hinkle, can you please read the executive session statement?
Sure. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6 et sec, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public, NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas the nature of the matters to be discussed, reviewed, or heard before the board detailed as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality pursuant to NJSA 18A:37-13.2 et sec, shall include personnel and negotiations. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 90 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business wherein action may be taken. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. We have a motion.
Motion.
Mr. Hornick, and a second.
Second.
Okay, guys. No, not a clue there.
Sorry, Beth. This is Beth.
Okay, thanks, Beth. All right. So the time is 8:21, and we will move into executive.
We need to vote.
Yep. Okay. So do you want me to do a roll call, or is this just
all in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. 8:21 and a half.
Thank you.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Now the time is 9:43 and a half for you, Joanne.
I got it. Thank you.
Thank you. I am looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Allison? Second?
Second.
Laura? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? The time is 9:43. Thank you, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank
you,
everyone.
Oh, thank you. How you feel?
Happy Mother's Day, everyone. Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Bye. Thank you.